Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Thank you for joining in on our next study in this series on the attributes of God. In this episode, we will be looking at God's decree. A.W. Pink said of God's decree, "The decree of God is his purpose or determination with respect to future things." The scriptures have much to say about God's decree. We see the actual word decree used in Psalm 2, verse 7. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11, we read of God's eternal purpose. In Acts chapter 2, verse 23, we read of God's definite plan and foreknowledge. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9, we read of God's good pleasure. 2 verses later, in Ephesians 1, 11, we read of the counsel of his own will. God does all that he pleases, in the heavens and in the earth. And before the world was ever created, God issued forth a decree which would be the very timeline for all that would ever come to pass. Whatever is done in time, today, tomorrow, yesterday, is done because God decreed that it would be done. God ordained that it would come to pass. This speaks much to the uniqueness of God and his power, and certainly his wisdom. God does all that he pleases. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. The care of God in his decree reaches to the most insignificant creatures and the minutest events, not just world wars or great political dramas, but even the death of a sparrow, or the lilies of the field, or the fall of a single hair from your head. Let us consider God's decree. First, God's decree is eternal. It did not happen in time, nor will it ever change. God's decree was from before the foundation of the earth. God has no plan B. All that he has ordained to come to pass will come to pass exactly as he decreed it would come to pass. This is an eternal and unchanging decree. But second, God's decree tells us something of his great wisdom. And God's wisdom is something we'll look at in the coming weeks. But certainly, a God must be very wise to be able, before creation, before time began, to decree all that would ever come to pass amongst billions and billions of people. What a wise God we serve. Psalm 104 describes how manifold, how wonderful, and many are God's works, and tells us that in wisdom he made them all. We serve a very wise God. Thirdly, I want to point out, when we think of God's decree, we must understand that God is the truly and only free being in all of the universe. We are not free. We are creatures. We are bound to our Creator. We exist, we move, we live, we have our very being because he upholds us. He is free to do what he wills. And the scriptures declare that he does all that he pleases. Men want to think that we are free, that we are the ultimate agents, the movers and shakers, the decision makers. But the Bible declares something very different, that God is ultimately and perfectly free to do all that he desires to do. And the fourth thing I want to say about God's decree is that it is absolute and it will come to pass. The believer can take great confidence in this, for it shapes our understanding of who he is and how we interpret the Bible. When we read in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that God works all things together for the good of them that love him, we can trust that that is true because of God's decree and the fact that he cannot lie and all that he has spoken will surely come to pass. This is the great God that we serve. Consider God's decree. Meditate on it. His ways are so far higher than our ways. His thoughts are so unlike our thoughts. He has spoken, and it will come to pass. This is the nature of God's decree. That concludes our study for today in the attributes of God. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you until next time.